And some familiar faces return to the small screen this week. Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, and Cookie Lion, the matriarch of the hit show Empire. Yes, it is the start of the fall TV season, and NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans came over to help us navigate the many new and returning shows. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Eric, you do watch a lot of television.
Yes, I do.
You do. But I know for sure that you are watching a lot more television these last few weeks. And so tell us what the new season looks like.
Well, you know, a lot of times when I watch these shows, a theme starts to emerge. And what I'm seeing this fall is retrenchment. You know, it just seemed like last season we had shows that were way more revolutionary. They had new things to say about family and race. And this year we're seeing Fox redo Minority Report, an old film. We're seeing ABC do an African-American version of Uncle Buck, another old film. Even my favorite show from this fall is a little bit of a reboot in a way. It's ABC's new version of The Muppets. Now, this show is kind of, it's filmed faux documentary style. It stars the veteran producer and actor, Kermit the Frog, who's making a late night show with Fozzie Bear that stars Miss Piggy.
And I know you have a little clip for us.
Yeah, here's a scene where Piggy and Kermit are fighting because she wants to drop actress Elizabeth Banks as a guest at the last minute.
If you want me to cancel Elizabeth Banks, then you better have a good reason.
I have an excellent reason. I hate her stupid face.
My life is a bacon-wrapped hell on earth.
Kermit the Frog. I love Kermit the Frog. And there is another show that is getting a lot of buzz this season, Supergirl. And just between us, Eric, I was a huge fan, collected Supergirl comics when I was a little girl.
A fellow comics nerd. This is great. This is great. Well, this show comes to CBS in October. And, you know, like I said, I'm a comics nerd, too, so maybe you need to take this with a grain of salt. But I was pleasantly surprised by Supergirl. Now, the producers who do The Flash and Arrow for the CW, they're also doing this show for CBS. And it stars Supergirl, Kara Zor-El, who's a cousin of the legendary Superman, got all the same powers. But, you know, in her secret civilian identity, she's the personal assistant to a media mogul who's played by Calista Flockhart. Now, we've got another scene here. She's trying to convince her boss not to call her secret superhero alter ego Supergirl.
If we call her Supergirl, something less than what she is, doesn't that make us guilty of being anti-feminist?
What do you think is so bad about girl? I'm a girl, and your boss, and powerful, and rich and hot and smart. So if you perceive Supergirl as anything less than excellent, isn't the real problem you?
Ooh, interesting setup.
Yeah, this really feels like the producer's trying to argue with people who might say that the term Supergirl feels a little sexist or out of date. But it is the name of a classic character, so if they're going to do the show, you kind of have to call her that.
Let's shift to shows that are coming back. What are you looking forward to seeing this fall?
So, Renee, one of the best things about this job is that I get to see TV shows in advance. So I've already seen the first episode from the new season of Fox's hip-hop family drama, Empire. And I got to say, man, it is still as gloriously over-the-top and funky as the first season. Of course, the big question is whether or not audiences will keep showing up the way they did last season when the show grew every week in audience. The first new episode that we're going to see this fall has Al Sharpton, it's got Chris Rock in a guest role, and it's got Taraji P. Henson's over-the-top character Cookie Lion dancing in a gorilla suit. I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
NPR critic Eric Deggans with that preview of the TV fall season. Thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.